Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's edition of Healthline, we look at a healthy diet for a healthy life. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the words healthy diet? Do you picture a bevy of fruits and vegetables? A meal with a variety of colors and textures? Or a plate of your favorite food? Director of Nutrition Services in the Health Ministry, Dr. Charmaine Edwards, says the idea of a healthy, balanced meal is subjective, since it must take into account the nutritional requirements of the individual eating it. While the portions may vary, the general consensus, however, is that healthy diets incorporate meals from the six major food groups.
Balance means different things to different persons. When we talk of a balanced meal, we're expecting that persons will include food from the six food groups that make up our diet, and that is in the Caribbean region. We use staples, vegetables, fruits, legumes and nuts, food from animals, and fats and oils as those six groups.
Dr. Edwards says a healthy, balanced diet protects against malnutrition in all its forms, whether a person is under or overweight. It also protects against the development of non-communicable diseases, which are responsible for the deaths of 7 out of every 10 Jamaicans. The Nutrition Services Director says special attention must be paid to 3 nutrients in particular when individuals try to pursue healthier diets.
We have sugars, we have fat, and we have sodium or salt that we like to pay attention to, especially with our increases in the NCD. So we want you to limit intake of these foods. And then generally we want you to look at overall caloric intake, right? And that must be balanced with the amount of activity that is done.
She has the following recommendations to help avoid overconsumption of these troublesome nutrients.
The fat, you're going to limit the intake. So you're removing the visible fat. You're reducing the intake of the saturated fats or the solid fat that we mostly get from animal type food. And we're sticking to more of the unsaturated ones that we get from the plant sources. For the sugars, we're staying away from free sugars. And the newest recommendation is that our sugar intake should be less than 10% of our total calories.
This includes sugars that are naturally present in honey, syrups, fruit juices, and fruit juice concentrates. For salts, we should be consuming roughly less than a teaspoon of salt per day. Limiting the intake of these nutrients of concern is part of the bigger picture of leading a healthy life, which must also include exercise. Exercise is planned physical activity that is structured and repetitive for the purpose of conditioning any part of the body to improve health and fitness. In April, the Health Ministry launched its Jamaica Moves campaign to highlight the importance of physical activity to overall health. It encourages Jamaicans of all ages to engage in at least 30 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise for a minimum of 5 days per week for good health. You may visit jamaicamoves.com to get tips to help you achieve this objective. And for further information on the Health Ministry's programs and initiatives focused on improving the health of Jamaicans through nutrition and exercise, visit moh.gov.jm. Healthline wants to hear from you. Send feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. Connect with us at JIS News on Twitter, Instagram at JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week, and until then, please stay healthy.
Conditions are favorable for an increase in the beet armyworm population. Farmers, act early to prevent damage from the pest. Monitor escallion, onion, and other crops twice per week to look for egg sacs. Install pheromone traps, handpick pests where practical. Apply appropriate insecticides at egg hatching stage and harvest all mature escallion. Let's work together to keep the beet armyworm population low. For more information, contact your nearest RADA office or call 1-888-275-7232.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.